Scorpius Biomanufacturing offers cGMP manufacturing for biologics entering clinical trials. Translating research from an academic lab to first-in-human trials requires a hands-on manufacturing partner. Scorpius works closely with tech transfer offices, licensing teams, and scientists to help make biological research available to patients in need. Learn more today at scorpiusbiologics.com or through the link in the show notes.
You're listening to Autumn on the Air, the weekly podcast that brings you conversations about the impact of research commercialization and the people who make it happen. Join us for interviews with patent and licensing professionals, innovators, entrepreneurs, and tech transfer leaders on the issues and trends that matter most. Keep listening for an inside track on the people, IP policies, and politics changing our world.
Welcome to Autumn on the Air. Today, we have an exciting episode that delves into the creation and mission of the Council for Inclusive Innovation, also known as CI2. Launched earlier this year by the United States Patent and Trademark Office, CI2 is part of a broader national strategy for inclusive innovation. This strategy aims to increase equity in the innovation ecosystem by encouraging and supporting participation from historically underrepresented and under-resourced communities. Our guest today is Lewis Boston, who is an associate counsel for the USPTO. Lewis serves as the acting director of CI2. He also serves as the USPTO's Senior Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, officer. He is a graduate of Washington College of Law and former Student Bar Association president. He earned his LLM with a specialty in contract and fiscal law from the U.S. Army Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School. He received his BA in political science from the Johns Hopkins University. Lewis was commissioned through a four-year ROTC scholarship and then received an education delay to attend law school. After completing law school, he served nearly 12 years in the U.S. Judge Advocate General Corps. Lewis is a decorated Iraq combat veteran and received numerous awards and decorations, including the Bronze Star Medal and the Combat Action Badge. Welcome to Autumn on the Air, Lewis. We're so excited to have you on the podcast today.
Thanks, Lisa. And thank you to Autumn for giving me the opportunity to talk to you all.
Well, we're very happy to have you here, and we're going to talk all things CI2 today. So we have a lot to talk about, so we'll go ahead and get started. And I thought maybe, Lewis, the best place to start was to ask you if you could give us an overview of what CI2 is and some of its primary goals.
Okay. Well, first, I will tell you within the PTO, we actually call it CI squared, so I'll say that to start out with. But the Council for Inclusive Innovation, it's charged with strategizing new ways to expand American innovation by tapping to the strength of our nation's diversity and increasing opportunities for all Americans to participate in innovation. In particular, CI squared will strategize how to develop a comprehensive, lifelong approach that spurs interest in innovation and inventing. And then provides for increased access to innovation system, or ecosystem as we call it. By encouraging and empowering and supporting all future innovators, CI Square will be an important catalyst for increasing opportunity and fueling the United States innovation economy.
Yeah, that's a pretty broad mission there. And I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, that CI Squared came out of the recommendations from the USPTO's 2018 Success Act study. Can you just remind us what some of the key findings of that study were and how they led to the creation of CI Squared?
Sure. And so out of that 2018 Success Act, we had a report that was due to Congress. And in that report, it required that the agency identify publicly available data on the patent activity of underrepresented groups and the benefits of increasing this activity. And so out of that, we reviewed the literature. And it told us, the literature and data told us that sources found that there's a limited amount of publicly available information regarding the rates of women, minorities, and veterans in the patent system. The bulk of the existing literature, in fact, was about women, with a very small number of studies focused on minorities and only some qualitative historical information based on U.S. veteran inventor/patentees. Yeah, a little more about how CI Square came about. Basically, in the same report, it recommended the creation of a high-level council of industry. And that council was kind of based upon academicians, government leaders, and et cetera. And they were tasked with helping develop a national strategy for increased participation of underrepresented groups in innovation as inventors, entrepreneurs, and innovation leaders.
That's really incredible. And I'm curious, Louis, could you tell us what some of the specific strategies are that CI Squared is implementing to achieve its mission and vision in building this inclusive innovation economy that reflects the diversity of our country?
Sure. Well, we have specifically, we have about 7 initiatives in particular we're working on. And I'll just go over about half of those just for time's sake. The first one is what we call the Diversity Innovation Platform, or DI. And this platform is a free, easy-to-use, interactive tool to view and share diversity data within the innovation ecosystem. DI platform is accessible within your web browser and is a valuable resource to foster inclusiveness in America's IP landscape. Dynamic maps and charts let you know or let you view diversity trends and demographics among 100-plus industries and across the United States. It's customizable charts help you to compare your organization's diversity to industry benchmarks. And then finally, guides on the best practices provide you with resources to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion in your particular organization. The data can be filtered by year, by gender, by race. The maps, the charts, and data are all set to be downloaded for reports, presentation apps, and future research.
Yeah, the PTO does such a great job with the way it presents and supplies information. It really does a fantastic job.
And I'll go on just a couple more. I'll just hit them kind of quickly. We also have the Innovation Internship Program, and that's aimed to teach kind of the next generation the value of innovation and protecting IP rights. We encourage a more inclusive talent pipeline, which is crucial. To that end, CI Square is helping the USPTO establish paid internships to provide hands-on training to community, college, and university students. These interns learn about the USPTO's role in protecting IP, and the interns also learn about the USPTO's work in granting patents and trademarks, as well as other works to foster innovation. Two other programs that we have is the first-time filer expedited examination pilot program, which is really important in my opinion. The USPTO receives approximately about 40,000 patent applications annually. That name at least one inventor who's a first-time application filer. For sometime filers, speeding up the process of securing a patent could accelerate their ability to receive a return on their investment by starting companies, securing capital, and creating jobs. This fast-track program provides expedited examination and early indication of patentability for such first-time filers. It also includes extra support and required training, as well as the pilot launched, I believe it was on March 9, 2023, was slated to run for 12 months or until the USPTO granted at least 1,000 petitions for participation. In response to the pilot's positive reception and performance, it's been extended for an additional 12 months or to another 1,000 petitions as granted. As of June 25th, 2024, we've had 214 petitions that have been granted. And we do ask you please visit the First Time Filer Expedited Examination Pilot Program page for more information on this very important initiative. Last program I want to talk about is a community outreach campaign. Our USPTO team consists of about 13,000 employees nationwide. Each of those employees bring a wealth of experience and expertise that can significantly benefit underserved and under-resourced communities. In their journey towards innovation, entrepreneurship, and understanding how to safeguard their intellectual property rights. In February of 2024, we launched the IP Champions Pilot Cohort, a visionary initiative designed for USPTO employees eager to share their specialized knowledge for public education on the critical importance and role of IP. This program aims to elevate IP literacy and foster inclusive IP engagement across all sectors. IP Champions is a strategic extension of the extensive outreach efforts already undertaken by USPTO and our partners, helping to reinforce our commitment to democratizing IP knowledge and participation.
Yeah, and like you said, that's only 4 of 7 programs that you mentioned, and those are pretty impressive in and of themselves. And people, I believe, can go to the USPTO website to find out about the other programs as well, right, Louis?
Correct.
Now, I wanted to ask you, given all that you just shared with all those different programs, can you share some examples of some initiatives or programs that have been particularly successful in increasing the participation of underrepresented groups in the innovation ecosystem?
Sure. And I'll go back. Kind of the initiative I spoke kind of laid that out in terms of our IB Champions program, the First Time Filer program, our community outreach campaign, and our diversity information plan. Those are the ones that have been most effective or successful to date. And I just want to encourage all of you to go on our website and look at those a little deeper and kind of see how you can possibly get involved or how you might benefit from using those initiatives.
So speaking of successful initiatives, I want to talk about the role of partnerships. CI Squared includes representatives from a variety of different sectors, such as private industry, nonprofit organizations, academia, and federal agencies. How do all these diverse perspectives enhance the council's work?
Okay, well, first, let's talk about kind of why we're doing it and what's the benefit. There is a benefit in diversity. Diverse perspectives lead to better ideas and better decisions. In a recent article entitled Nature Biotechnology, the USPTO's Office of Chief Economists found that the women's participation in patenting, both in the AI space and other technology, is growing and is associated with more diverse teams and patents with higher economic value. So please check that article out. Additionally, CI Squared members in particular are leaders in intellectual property broadly and leaders in their specific industries. So we're learning and utilizing their expertise as leaders in IP world. It'll take an all hands on deck approach to break down the barriers that have limited participation in the innovation system. Each sector that you listed off brings expertise that's been kind of siloed off. And the mission of the council is kind of break those silos or perforate those silos so that they're more integrated. Working together, the council can lead the changes we need to encourage and support all future American inventors and innovators. And I want to stress that to support all future American innovators and inventors.
Now, Lewis, our audience is primarily tech transfer professionals. And as you may know, collaboration for them is really a key. So would you have some advice for universities and research institutions that are looking to engage with CI Squared or similar initiatives?
I'm glad you asked that question. I definitely do. I recommend looking at the various materials posted on USPTO website. I also suggest that tech transfer professionals review our national strategy for inclusive innovation, which is available on the website. And then you can look for ways you can collaborate with us and help us develop that strategy. Of course, another piece of advice is simply contact us at CI Squared. The mailbox address is CI Squared, CI2, at USPTO.gov. And I'll say it again. That's CI2 at USPTO.gov. Let us know what you're doing. Let us know what you want to try or how we can potentially discuss ideas with you so that we can move forward. And again, try to mature the strategy that we already developed.
Yeah, and I want to follow up on that and talk about the broader community too, because participation in the innovation ecosystem just isn't limited to council members, as you know, you just alluded to. So I'm also wondering, besides university tech transfer organizations, how can other individuals and other organizations get involved to help increase the participation of underrepresented groups?
Lisa, that's a very important question. I'm so glad you asked it. Everyone involved in the innovation ecosystem can participate. Everyone, all right? You don't need to be a council member to increase participation of underrepresented groups in innovation. Again, I encourage everyone to check out our national strategy for inclusive innovation, which includes examples of work or initiative that individuals or organizations can undertake, contribute to a more diverse innovation ecosystem right where they are. So you can do whatever you want to do in your own office, in your own community, in your own school to help this initiative. And then please tell us about the work and initiative that you've been involved in or that you see, because we're eager to hear about successes and lessons learned from the front lines.
Yes, absolutely. And volunteering is such a key aspect of the council's mission. And I did want to ask you about one volunteering program in particular, one that I'm pretty well aware of, which is the Patent Practitioners Pro Bono Program and the pro bono services. Can you talk a little bit about what that program has done in terms of impacting under-resourced inventors?
Sure. You know, I like to think of this program as a win-win for everybody, those who are, you know, helping or volunteering and those who are receiving the service of the volunteers. By investing in our patent pro bono program, it builds on the work of the Biden administration to open the doors wide to innovation and entrepreneurship across the country. We know that meeting people where they are through critical programs like the Patent Pro Bono Program is the key to expanding participation in the innovation ecosystem, which then leads to job creation, economic growth, addressing global challenges like climate change, poverty, hunger, and et cetera. Volunteering also brings the satisfaction of fulfilling experience, seeing the real difference a practitioner can make in life or the lives of inventors, entrepreneurs, and their own communities. Our pro bono program is administered by 19 regional partners. Each partner acts as a matchmaker between the applicants and the pro bono attorneys, using a carefully screened and vetted process to ensure that applicants are qualified to receive pro bono patent filing and prosecution services. You can learn more about the regional program partner in your area and the specific participation requirements on the USPTO website as well. By making the patent system more accessible, pro bono patent practitioners play an important role in fostering economic growth and entrepreneurship. USPTO continues to invest in the pro bono program. The USPTO took the proactive step of doubling the budget from the program in 2023 from $680,000 to approximately $1.2 million. And year over year, we see an increase in the number of individuals inquiring about these patent pro bono services and programs. In the past few years, including a 6% jump from the year 2021 to 2022, we've seen increased participation of historically underserved communities. From a survey of participants in the pro bono program done in 2022, we see that whereas 13% of all patent inventors are women, 43% of patent pro bono applicants self-identified as women. That's up 41% from 41% in 2021. Then we have 35% self-identified as Black, which is up 30% from 2021. And then we have 14% self-identified Hispanic American, 5.7 self-identified as Asian American or Native Pacific Islander, 1.6 self-identified as Native Americans, and as a veteran myself, I'm proud to say 7.9% self-identified as veterans. We recognize at the PTO that all patent practitioners who dedicate their professional expertise to make the patent pro bono program a success. By doing that, registered practitioners who involve their or volunteer their services are often engaged in varied practices, and we know that, which makes the pro bono contributions even all that more meaningful. In appreciation of that, we offer the Patent Pro Bono Achievement Certificate to eligible registered patent practitioners who volunteer with the regional patent pro bono program or eligible law firms or corporations support the registered patent practitioners' efforts. So again, it's a win-win. You even get a certificate out of it if you support it.
Yeah, it's a great program. And I'd encourage people that are listening, the map on the USPTO website is great. You can click on the state you're in. It will link you to a program in your area. And I know people have used the program and have had tremendous success with it. So it's really a great, great program. And it's great to hear that the PTO is dedicating more resources to it. So that's fantastic. So, Louis, I want you to pull out your crystal ball for a second and look towards the future. And what are some of the long-term goals for CI Squared? And how do you see the council evolving in the upcoming years? There's a lot of challenges out there. You mentioned climate change, AI, a lot going on.
Well, as you can imagine, CI Squared is involved in many aspects of the agency, and particularly innovation and the strategy behind it. But simply put, we want CI Squared to be a transformative entity. We want CI Squared to become a central entry point for the public, government, academia, and industry connect, and be a force multiplier for efforts to expand the innovation ecosystem to include underrepresented communities. The council can serve as a testing ground, or I could call it incubator, for new strategies or collaborations, testing them so we can find or determine the strategies that are the most effective. The CI Squared team hopefully will shepherd these strategies to maximize inclusiveness and ROI. I look forward to working with Autumn and your members to implement and mature the national strategy for innovation.
Yeah, and I think that's a great collaboration, Autumn and CI Squared. So I think a lot of things could be done together. And, you know, Louis, as the episode kind of comes to an end here, I wanted to ask you, going back to our audience who are tech transfer professionals, what are some actionable steps that they can take right now to help support CI Squared's mission and help foster a more inclusive innovation ecosystem?
Sure. And I want to kind of, I guess, reiterate what I was saying earlier. First, everyone, and I keep saying this, everyone can be an ambassador of IP. Even if you're not a tech transfer or IP professional per se, I think as a nation, we can do better at connecting the dots. The reality is that the PTO, despite all its amazing efforts, and the USPTO is doing a lot. We can't be in every community or every household. So it's incumbent upon all citizens to spread the word about IP and the need to expand the ecosystem. Not so only certain Americans can prosper, but the whole nation benefits and becomes stronger economically in terms of national security. We need a greater understanding of the role and power of IP. It needs to be a topic in everyday discussions in our schools, our coffee shops, at dinners, at lunchrooms, wherever. For example, I have two Swifties, those who are Taylor Swift fans out there, in my household. And I try to explain to them that Taylor Swift or any other artist or influencer is not only successful artists because they have a great talent, they're a musician, they're an entertainer, but they have a team that protects, in particular Taylor, her IP rights.
Very much so.
You know, we need to connect the dots is what I like to say when I'm talking to groups for our children, our neighbors, so that they understand how IP is relevant in our daily lives. I think if more Americans understood the relevance of IP, the ecosystem would expand tremendously and would be more inclusive. By having more conversations about the everyday things that relate to IP, the IP ecosystem will be more inclusive because the topic of IP will be more relatable and comprehensible to larger masses of people.
Absolutely. I think that was really well said. Thank you so much, Lewis. And thank you so much for taking all this time today to talk to us about CI Squared. This has been really great. And thank you so much for all your hard work with CI Squared.
Thank you. And I look forward to working with you.
Thank you, Lewis, for sharing your insights and the transformative work of the Council for Inclusive Innovation with us today. It's been inspiring to learn about the strategies and initiatives CI Squared is implementing to create a more inclusive innovation ecosystem. For our listeners, CI Squared represents a significant step towards equity and innovation, but it's a collective effort that requires participation from all sectors. Whether you're in private industry, academia, a nonprofit, or a government agency, there are numerous ways to contribute. From providing pro bono services as a patent practitioner to fostering entrepreneurship within academic institutions, every effort helps to ensure that the opportunities for innovation are accessible to everyone. Thank you again, Lewis, for joining us, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Autumn on the Air with Lisa Mueller. Get social with us and share your thoughts. You can tweet us at AUTM or visit us online at AUTM.net. We'll be back next week on the air. Be sure to join us.